agency, choices, the ability to make your own decisions. That's what you got, baby. If you look at history, if you look at the history of the world, history is shaped by people who made choices, people who went out and did something. There's a scripture I really like. It's a DNC 121, and I think it's verse 34. It's somewhere around there. And the basic premise is many are called, but few are chosen. The fact is, in this world, there are so many people with so many abilities and talents that can do great things. Think about yourself. Think about your talents. If you don't think you have talents, think about what's unique about you. What's different? Because that matters. That can make an impact in one way or another. If you think about all the great people in this world, in history, your idols. Think of, first one that comes to my mind is Alexander the Great. Just because he did so much to shape this world. And I'm not arguing that all of it was good, but I'm arguing that that's a guy who went out and did. And that's one guy. And if you look at the world today, it is so heavily influenced by Alexander the Great. Other people like George Washington, Carver, Abraham Lincoln, pretty much all the U.S. presidents, probably. That doesn't mean that Alexander the Great or George Washington or Abe Lincoln or all these great people were the best suited for those positions. That doesn't mean that they were born with the most natural ability to lead. It doesn't mean that they weren't, but they're the ones who actually went out and did something. And look what it led to. I mean, this world is forever changed by these people because they made the choice to go and do something about it. I mean, look at you in your life right now. What do you think you can do? Honestly. Think, what can you do? Because I'm telling you right now, it's a heck of a lot more than nothing.
Man, you know, silly.
I love this just phrase. I don't like how it was popularized. I do like it. What am I saying? YOLO. You only live once, man.
You're a freaking loser.
What matters to you? What's important to you? Is money important to you? Is family important to you? Is the world important to you? Are your neighbors important to you? Does the welfare of a society matter to you? These are the questions you have to ask yourself. And I feel like it's really important to know what you believe in. Because then and only then you can start to make change. I feel like a really good quote is, a goal without a plan is just a wish. But what the heck is a plan without a goal? Like, so many people out in the world who want to change it, and I love it. I love to see people taking initiative. I love to see people expressing the right of free speech and voicing their opinions, voicing their thoughts. I love it. That is what we need. And I don't know the answer to this question, but how many of those people have a real goal in mind? That's a good example. Forewarning, I'm not a political genius. I don't know all the facts. I feel like I know enough, and I definitely need to become more knowledgeable on it because it is something that matters, and it matters to me, and it affects me. But I feel like something that I don't know what their goal is, the Black Lives Matter movement. Like, I love that people are standing up for what they believe in, but what's your goal? What are you working towards? Like, what's the point? if there is going to be unrest in response to police brutality, especially towards black people, and you get angry over that, that's great. Go for it. You absolutely have the right to do that, and I love it. But what's the point if you don't have a goal? What's the point if you don't channel that anger into something productive? Because all I see is people rioting and looting stores, and I don't know if Black Lives Matter is associated with this, but setting up autonomous zones? I don't know what the point of that is. I need to look into that more. What's the point of being angry if you don't channel it into something? What's the point of having such righteous anger if you don't put it towards achieving a righteous goal? Like, that doesn't make too much sense to me. It's like, what's the point? You gotta set goals. Your plan's gonna have some holes. And we don't want no holy plans, do we? Nah, not unless that means Jesus. You know, speaking of which, I really think that Jesus is a dang good topic.
But anyways, I digress.
I really just wanted to be able to use the word digress and feel fancy. But in all seriousness, if you think that you can't make a difference, then you're wrong. It's as simple as that. You have the real power and potential to be whatever you want to be. Great in the eyes of the world or not, who cares? You need to focus on what you believe in. You need to find what you believe in if you don't believe in anything. And when you do, you have to fight for it. I don't care what anyone else thinks, what anyone around you believes. It's all about you, because you matter. So do us all a favor. Get out of your comfort zone. Get into your growth zone. Because there's no comfort in a growth zone. There's no growth in a comfort zone. So get out there. Get uncomfortable. Get powerful. Thank you for listening. Have a good night.